And it's almost summer convention season in Seattle. This week, the Conventioneers, nearly 1,000 strong, are part of the League of American Orchestras, and they have music on their minds, specifically how classical orchestras can stay relevant in the digital age. That's something very important for the convention's host, the Seattle Symphony. King FM's Dave Beck spends a lot of time contemplating both the Seattle Symphony and the issues that face contemporary orchestras. He told me that aside from money, there's one challenge that outweighs the rest.
I mean this with no disrespect or ageism, but there are lots of people in audiences for all sorts of classical music events whose hair is even grayer than mine's getting to be. That's something that needs to be overcome. It's, you know, these longtime patrons, they support the orchestra financially. They love music, but they're getting a little gray, and you got to get a new generation in there.
What do you think it means, at least for Seattle Symphony? They've got a music director who's still under the age of 40, I think.
Just turned 40.
Oh, so he's ancient now. Ludovic Morlot and Simon Woods, who's the managing director, executive director of the symphony, is not that much older. What does it mean to have young leadership?
In any venerable institution, you need that infusion of a new sense of purpose and possibility and mission, and Ludovic Morlot is bringing that. You know, his youthful presence and ideas that are a real shot in the arm. But it's not just that. This team chemistry at Seattle Symphony is extraordinary these days. I mean, you think of someone like Simon Woods. He comes from the artistic side. He was a record producer for the venerable EMI label. This combination of you know, artistic, educational, administrative leadership at the Symphony right now is quite extraordinary.
So they've got this new engine running things. Aside from education programs, what do you see as some manifestations of these ideas put into practice?
It's not a completely new idea, but it's done very well now. And these untuxed concerts that they have with the Seattle Symphony. So they're going to do a concert of the three ballets of Stravinsky in late June. And there'll be the Thursday subscription and the Saturday subscription. But on Friday night at 7 o'clock, in between those, Ludovic Morlot and the orchestra will come out on the stage in Benaroya Hall, and they'll be dressed in blue jeans or sweatpants or whatever they wear to rehearsals. And he will informally talk to the orchestra. And then they all gather in Benaroya Hall afterwards and just sort of mingle. It's a little bit shorter concert, but that's really working. Other orchestras have tried that, but it's especially working here, I think.
What is it about taking off your tuxedo and actually approaching it like a regular person that makes this more accessible?
You know, there's so much about going to a classical music concert. It's like going to a church or a synagogue or something that you're not completely familiar or comfortable with the rituals. And when the people take off the robes and talk to you and you don't sit there worrying about where am I supposed to stand up or sit down or clap or anything you can do to demystify that and make the experience more comfortable, it's hugely helpful.
I'm speaking with King FM's Dave Beck, formerly KUOW's Dave Beck. You know his voice.
It's all
voice.
The public radio family.
It is. Dave, you recently got to travel to New York City with the orchestra. They were giving the New York premiere of the Pulitzer Prize-winning Become Ocean. And they did that in Carnegie Hall in a sort of semi-formal way. But the night, I think it was the night before that performance, they were actually in a club, the Poisson Rouge, which means the goldfish. What was that like?
That was great. I've heard about Poisson Rouge for years now. So it's a Greenwich Village club, and they do a lot of jazz and indie music. But they have a regular presence of classical artists. So you take a cab from Carnegie Hall down to Greenwich Village, and you go down to this basement club, and there's some hip guy out front.
Really?
It's sort of like closest thing here would probably be the Triple Door or something like that. And I felt such a sense of civic pride in terms of the way that the symphony was representing itself, playing this very progressive, innovative music and kind of telling the story of Seattle to this Manhattan audience who were loving it.
How important is the selection of programming that Morlot is making to attracting a different audience?
I think it's important to challenge the audience and not have them sit there passively and have music sort of spoon-fed to you. You know, he says time and again when he does these little introductions, not only at a place like Poisson Rouge or their Untitled series where they're out in the grand lobby of Benaroya in a more informal setting, but even in the, you know, in the big hall during the main concerts, he'll talk for 5 minutes about what you're about to hear. And he says, the important thing is you're going to go away from this with an opinion. You know, you may hate it, you may love it, it may have changed your life, but you will be engaged and moved by this music, and you have to respond to it.
I understand that former hip-hop star Sir Mix-a-Lot is going to be at Benaroya Hall.
Yeah. This Sonic Evolution series in which important pop artists associated with the Pacific Northwest are paired with up-and-coming composers. I went to see one. I was a big Yes fan back in the day. And Alan
too.
White, the drummer, lives in this area, and a young composer did a piece based around Alan White's drumming. And it wasn't, you know, warmed over Yes. It was a brand new piece of music showcasing his drumming. This time it's going to be Sir Mix-a-Lot paired, Mr. Alot, paired with Gabriel Prokofiev, the famous composer's grandson, who's not only a composer but also a DJ, you know, sound mix guy that's going to be doing this in collaboration with Mix and with the symphony. So this is the kind of pairings and new experiments the symphony's trying.
So instead of gray hair, we're talking about pink hair, purple hair, and green hair.
Yes.
Well, that's what's happening in Seattle. We're talking on the eve, or actually the morn, of this National League of Orchestras coming to have their annual convention in Seattle. How much of what's happening here is mirrored in other orchestras? Obviously, you're not there, but you must hear stuff.
Well, I again, sort of a regional pride thing. The West Coast, when you think about what's happening with major orchestras on the West Coast. So the Oregon Symphony, based in Portland, went to this Spring for Music series in Carnegie 3 years ago, something like that, and won great acclaim for their innovative programming. San Francisco has this Keeping Score with Michael Tilson Thomas, which is a media outreach effort. In L.A., they have these film music concerts kind of paying homage to the Hollywood heritage. So there's so much identification with specific communities going on and innovation on the West Coast. But, you know, the Big Five orchestras, as they used to call them, I was just reading about an initiative in Cleveland where a kid 18 or under pays $50 and it's all you can hear. You can go to Severance Hall in Cleveland and hear as much music as you want. So talk about, you know, addressing.
It's like
gray.
A pass for the
yes.
season?
It's called the fan card. I think it's going to put a lot of those pink haired people in the seats. So,
Dave, it's always wonderful to have you here.
It's great to be back. Thank you for the opportunity.
We love Dave Beck, and we cannot lie. He's a host at King FM. You know his voice from his many, many years at KUOW. The League of American Orchestras kicks off its annual convention on Friday in Seattle. But tonight, the conventioners get a big welcome from the Seattle Symphony with a performance by cellist Joshua Roman and the Seattle Youth Symphony Orchestra. And you heard Dave mention Sir Mix-a-Lot. Well, be with us tomorrow because Mix will be our guest on the record here on KUOW.